Chris Northern. Introduce yourself. What do you do?
So I'm Chris Northern, and I'm the Digital Inclusion Coordinator for Manchester City Council.
Chris did a presentation for the Age Friendly Board. Tell us a little bit about that and why it was important that you met with the board.
Well, digital inclusion is about enabling people to get online because, as you know, more and more services are online, and that's not going to go away. So everybody really has to have access to a digital device. And if not only access to a device, but they also need to know how to use it and also have connectivity to the internet. So there's sort of three strands to digital inclusion. And then, of course, a lot of older residents of Manchester have not been brought up with computers and the internet. So they're sort of lagging behind a bit with this. So they need a bit of a helping hand to get online and to make the most of internet services, such as benefits, health, shopping, you name it, it's all there. And of course, if you can use online services, then it's going to be beneficial to you and to everybody, really. So that's one of the main reasons for visiting the Age Friendly Group, is to sort of offer out our services from the digital inclusion team to any groups that are working with age friendly people, so that we can sort of work collaboratively together to get people online, really, and yeah, making the most of that.
So I think if you make something, if you make your sort of top bar age friendly, then everybody benefits from that, don't they?
Well, that's exactly right, Marie. Yeah, you're spot on there, because if you tailor a service, a provision to be age friendly, yeah, then as you say, sort of every other sort of target group sits underneath that, really. So it's a pretty good way to go, that, certainly.
And I think at the moment, though, like if you're in your 50s and 60s, you probably are quite digitally competent because you're in jobs now that you have to be. And children are completely, you know, literate, aren't they? Because it's all happening around school. So really, we've only got a window of, say, 15, 20 years where we've got to support older people in coming to grips with, you know, not even that, probably 10 or 15 years, because slowly but surely everybody is getting into the devices. So it's a new era, isn't it, really? I think women my age, well, not women, just people my age, like if you're in your 70s, we have gone analog, digital. We've seen so many changes in the world, probably the only generation that has.
I mean, you can say that after 10, 15 years, that maybe the problem will be solved, but I don't think that's really the case, because we're finding, due to maybe the cost of living crisis, people are having their broadband cut off. Also, there's new things like AI coming through, which is a whole new ball game.
We'll talk about that in a minute. I'm really interested in that, yeah.
But also, kids are being brought up, and they can be really adept at using a smartphone, which is and making videos for TikTok or Snapchat or whatever, but then they're lacking in skills sometimes to use like a keyboard device such as a laptop or a PC. So there's sort of a different digital exclusion coming through.
Yeah.
So we're having to adapt to that. Mm. Our team has to adapt to accommodate that sort of stuff as well.
Through my thoughts, that. Yes, so absolutely. So you're only a small team. How are you managing?
Yes, well, that's it. We have to spread the love, as it were. So, obviously, Manchester City Council borough area is a massive area, sort of stretches from Heaton Park all the way down to here, with Inshore and the airport sort of area. So, basically, we're about empowerment, and we go and visit local community groups. I'm just thinking in Withenshaw, a Tree of Life is an example that we've been to try and enable them to set themselves up as sort of digital help hubs themselves, really. So we've got a little bit of money that we can give as a grant to them, courtesy of GMCA. To help set themselves up.
GMCA,
Greater Manchester Combined Authority.
Okay.
You know, Andy Burnham's office, which encompasses all 10 boroughs of Greater Manchester. So there's a little bit of money behind it, not a great deal. But it does enable us to offer something to community groups to start setting themselves up as digital help centres themselves. And yeah, so we've got a lot of, we've got over 50 now, I think, across Manchester Borough itself. And we're always looking for more groups as well to join up. So, so I can do a bit of a shout out to any
call of action. Yes,
to any people out there who know of a community group that might like to join our network of digital hubs. Then please do get in contact with us.
There is an ambition in the Our Manchester strategy to be a world-class digital city. Sounds very futuristic. What do you think that would look like for Manchester?
Well, Manchester is obviously, there's a lot of start-up business coming to Manchester. It can't have escaped anybody's knowledge that if you go into Manchester city centre, there's huge gleaming towers everywhere. And there's a lot of professional sort of convening on in Manchester now, and a lot of digital startup businesses. And there's a lot of sort of tech enabled type, companies that are coming. But I think really we need to start at a grassroots level there, be able to feed rather than people coming in from outside. Residents of Manchester need to feed into that. Obviously, there's a huge talent pool in the whole of Manchester city area that could work in these industries, but they might not necessarily be able to do that because they're at the very basics of digital inclusion, such as having a working device that they know how to use and have the connectivity for that. So that's what we're about. We're a sort of at ground zero, if you like, to try and get people digitally enabled so then they can start taking advantage of all this amazing stuff that's happening in Manchester.
Will you be connecting with education, like universities and colleges and other organisations to build that foundation so that people are enabled and they are trained to join what this world-class city will look like?
Yes, so obviously we're starting at where people have absolutely nothing or they don't know how to use a device at all or don't even have anything. So we're enabling organisations to have like digital drop-ins where they can learn the basics or also bring in their device, maybe learn a bit more how to do that. And then, of course, then we can sort of, there's a progression from that. So obviously we're in contact with MAES, Manchester Adult Education Service, who are here in the forum as well. Mm-hmm. So they run sort of more advanced digital courses. And then other organisations as well, such as the Manchester College. But we do have contacts with Manchester University and Manchester Metropolitan University. And we've talked to these organisations about, and this is where the concept of people coming to university not being able to use a key device is coming from. So that's what we're getting feedback from the universities about. So that's something we're building into our digital inclusion plan. To help younger people have more access to these sort of devices.
You've opened my eyes there, really. I never thought of it in that way. But so your gamers are just using the thumbs, aren't they?
That's right, yes. Yeah. I mean, people are maybe very adept at making a video for TikTok and doing all the editing and sound and stuff for that on a phone, which is an amazing skill, but they might not necessarily know how to word an email properly.
I'm a big fan of AI in terms of ideas and frameworks it can suggest, but I don't think it can take over sort of creativity. But I don't know enough about it yet, so I'm still sort of thinking about AI. What does AI mean to you in terms of your job?
AI is artificial intelligence. It's a brand new thing that's come in the last few years, and it has sort of taken the digital world by storm, as it were. It's suddenly absolutely everywhere, and I think that does impact on digital inclusion because it has suddenly just arrived and people are unaware. People know it's there. People are often scared of it because they think, oh, they're being told that AI maybe take over their jobs.
Take over the world.
Take over the world, yes. There's going to be AI robots walking We still don't really know what's going to happen, but people were scared of the internet when that started in the sort of mid-90s. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's going to be a massive issue. I may eat my words in 10 years' time, but we'll see. I'll come back and we can talk about it then if you like. But it is a massive thing, AI. It's very, very powerful tools available on the internet. But again, you have to know how to use it. And I think that awareness of AI and what it can do, how it can help, is the key really here.
It needs to be on the curriculum, doesn't it? I've got a neighbour who's a builder, and he said it's changed his life because when he gets a job, he doesn't have to do the maths anymore. He just does the, how much space, he's got to work in, what the client wants, two stories, three stories, can this place, operate on that capacity? It can order resources for him or tell him what resources he needs and how many, so he's not over-ordering or under-ordering. So he said, you still have to check it out. It's like using a calculator. If you know the answer, you know that you've used it right.
Yeah.
But it saves him a lot of work. It gives him the image and the idea of what he needs in terms of resources and manpower as well, staff and stuff. So he said it's changed his life, but he's not used it in any other way than organising his thoughts, basically. And I can see it working in that way. Let's just move on now. Like green tech. So we've spoken about that. What does that mean in terms of digital inclusion?
Green tech. I think we're talking about the reuse of devices here, or the recycling of devices. Everyone, if you get your mobile phone out of your pocket, you may want to replace that after 4 years. The same with a laptop or a tablet. They have a sort of finite time that people sort of use it. They may get broken. There's a lot of sort of old devices kicking around. People might have open a drawer. They might have like a load of mobile phones in there, or an old laptop stuck behind the cupboard or something like that. These things can be reused, but also they should be responsibly recycled if they cannot be used. Mm. So we do have a working relationship with an organisation called Community Computers, and they will take an old device and they will look at it and they'll say, well, can this be repurposed? In which case they will responsibly destroy the data which is on that device, because that's obviously a big issue, and then rebuild the machine, clean it all up, and then they will either give that back to us, to Manchester City Council, to give to a community group to help. Or they have a pop-up shop as well, which they can sell laptops for £60 to eligible residents. So it's a really good scheme.
Yeah.
If the device is not able to be repurposed, if it's too old or too broken, then they will destroy any data that's still on that machine and then break the thing down into components which can then be responsibly recycled. So it's a really good way of getting rid of old tech responsibly.
Yeah. Have you got a call out then on that?
I have got a call out. Community Computers takes donations, and especially from businesses who are looking to refresh their IT, they would like to take that IT from the company and then again put it through their system, where laptops can be then repurposed and given back to the community. So, for instance, Withenshaw Community Housing, who are the local housing provider here, I'm sure everyone knows that, they have found a load of old laptops in their cellar, and they've given them to Community Computers, who have then given them back to them to distribute to the community. So it's but Community Computers need more. So anybody who knows, who works in business out there, if they're looking to refresh their IT, then please get in contact with Community Computers. All you need to do is put that name into Google and you'll find them.
I have a friend who's in her 70s and she's on a fixed income, didn't get much of a pension from her job. And so she's an administrator. So every now and again, she does freelance admin for organisations around the country. Like if the washing machine's broke, she'll work till she's paid up, got enough for a washing machine or the central heating or whatever. But that actually goes into the local economy because she's now got more money, more disposable income, and she can use it. So let's talk about how tech boosts the local economy.
Well, that's it. I mean, digital inclusion enables that. Digital inclusion is about enablement. So your friend who works as an administrator, you say, for companies all over the country, if she didn't have or know how to use a laptop, then she would just not be able to do that. So digital inclusion is enabling people to do things like that, which they probably might not even have thought about doing before. But also it goes back to, we were talking about Manchester being a digital city, and for people of Manchester feeding into that. So again, it's an enablement tool. Digital inclusion is to get people using digital correctly, and then they can all be part of this sort of race to digital greatness,
as you say.
So, but it feeds the local economy as well. So obviously, if people are earning, nearly all jobs these days have to have some sort of digital skills, or you have to use a computer in some way. So digital inclusion is about that. So as soon as people start working, then it's gonna boost the local economy and the economy.
So I think we found out it's a changing landscape, isn't it? And it'll be ever changing because it will grow and develop. Technology will grow and develop, and we'll use it in different ways.
Yeah.
So even the children, you know, starting in school now, will have a completely different technical experience, digital experience than you know, teenagers now and you know, my age group, your age group. So
that's right.
Ever changing landscape. So it's very, very, very exciting, isn't it? Thank you, Chris. It's been great talking to you.
Thanks very much for having me, Marie.